Hey, No Stroke listeners. David and I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to listen to this episode. If you find our podcast valuable, we ask that you consider supporting us with a small monthly donation. You could head over to nostrokepod.com to become a supporter of the show and help David and I continue to create content for listeners in our stroke community around the globe. Now let's get to today's episode.
This is the No Stroke Podcast with your co-hosts, David Dansereau and Michael Garrow, helping you to support and thrive in life after stroke. Their podcast is designed for educational and community support purposes only and should not replace medical treatment and guidance of your own health professional team.
Welcome back to episode 66 in a new season of the No Stroke Podcast. My name's Dave Dansereau. I'm here with my co-host, Mike Garrow. Hey there, Mike.
David, we're back. Feels good. It's a little hiatus there over the holidays, but well-deserved break. And excited, to be back on the mic. I know you're, we're probably not going to get this one up on YouTube, but for the listeners, Dave's, very inspiring today. He's wearing his Believe hoodie. Yeah. For those Ted Lasso fans out there.
been watching a lot of Ted Lasso. It's been great inspiration for us in these times. But Mike, I know we, like you mentioned, it's been a little bit of time since we recorded live, and it's great to be back. And just a little recap, 2024 is bringing a lot of new things. But the first thing I think of in 2024 is this is the big year for you and Meg, correct?
Wedding planning, The bells are ringing. It's coming soon, August 2024. Couldn't be more excited, We're looking forward to it. Planning is fully ramped up, but it's nearly, we're getting there. Last little bit.
Great. So we've made some changes on the back end. We just weren't taking a full-time time out, right? When this airs, we'll be on a new platform or going back to our original platform. So we're going to talk a little bit today and set the stage for what that allows us to do in the new year, and maybe talk briefly about some of our upcoming plans that we have.
So I think the move, from a tech side, really, it's not going to mean anything for the listeners, right? From how you listen to us. But we're going to have some more control with like dynamic ads and things that we could put in there. I think really, just going back to like where we were, the reason that we've kind of made this move, we were honored to be a part of the Health Podcast Network. We moved into their member group probably like 2 years ago at this point. That great gave us, got a lot of great visibility and I think just overall like validation of what we're doing when we're getting on early guests to be a part of that network. But I think it was time, for us to kind of have a bit more autonomy of, our content and what we could produce. And it really goes into the opportunity to drive dynamic content and ads. And I think from where we are with the podcast, David and I are continuing to do this right on our own time, our own money as well, right? Yeah. And for us to keep this going really requires some support, both from you, our listeners, as well as organizations that are out there. And I think we took, the last couple months to really like lay the groundwork and the back end to be able to enable some of that. So if you go to our website now, you'll be able to find a section that you could support the show, right? And this is an easy way that you could become a subscriber for less. I think there's option as low as $3 a month, really. Right. Whatever you could afford. We wish there could be like a once-off payment, but it just, so you guys are aware, it is a monthly subscription, and that just allows us to kind of cover some of the costs here. If you enjoy listening to this show, it does take time and it takes financial resources to fund the the platform of how this is actually created and brought into the streaming services, hosting fees for, you know, how we record through Zoom and other aspects that go into making this happen. We're just looking to be able to kind of keep ourselves financially secure enough to keep this going. So, you know, we would love if, you know, you could go over to the website. Again, you'll see the banner says support the show, get out a credit card payment, and, you know, a small $3, you know, donation a month would really, really help us keep this going for you guys. And for organizations that are out there as well, that are looking to reach this audience, we have a great way for you to be able to now tailor some advertisements and be able to share your message throughout the year through these dynamic ads that we now have control over. So would encourage any listeners who are part of an organization that might be interested in that to reach out to David and I. You could get in contact through the website, or just reach out to us on email, and we'll have those links in the show notes for you. But yeah, I think for this year, we've certainly been able to take some time not only to build out that foundation, but, you know, start gearing up and putting a plan together around some guests here, especially for the first half of the year. So excited for that. And while, you know, it has been a bit of a hiatus since you've heard here, you know, you've heard from David and I, we've been busy.
Yeah. No, Mike, really good summary of those two new features. And, you know, you did mention that the subscriber link that will be live on the site. It is a recurring monthly. You can stop that, of course, we at any time, but we hope you don't. And one of the things we talked about having dynamic control is, I plan to offer for those that stay on for the year, I plan to offer a few incentives with the release of my new course, Achieve Balance, that we talked about in one of the last episodes when we recorded live in November. So, and also that ability for the sponsors that we have coming up for the first level of subscription we're currently in the Business Spotlight. We do have someone already set. We're not going to drop any names until, ideally those sponsored segments allow you to almost be sponsored for a month. We have someone that's committed that wants the month of May. And this is also an opportunity for some of our previous guests who want to come back on and maybe do an update to catch us up where they are and maybe bring on someone that's shared in the success of their product or service. So I believe that it's going to give us a bit more control and be able to respond dynamically to what our listeners are telling us they'd like to see and hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to that point, again, that you know, we asked you guys previously as well, you know, as we always have, you know, we want to hear from you, you know, what you're interested in. And we've taken some of the feedback on board so far, but there's still, you know, we would still encourage you guys to go into the website and share that feedback. And there's a form right on the landing page for you to do that. So, yeah, I think, you know, we've taken some time here and got our ducks in a row and really excited here for what 2024 is going to bring. And, you know, as we were closing out 2023, you know, we spoke a lot to the importance of exercise, did a segment on nutrition as well. And, you know, we're sitting here January 30th doing this recording. And it's time to kind of reflect, right? It's, you know, so, you know, what are those goals looking like for the new year? And how have you been able to kind of either achieve them or start to kind of, you know, chip away at whatever it is that you set for yourself. But in the exercise realm, you know, one big thing that we talked about, right, David, is the lack of resource. You know, you go into a gym January 3rd and it's packed, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's in there, you know, and then 2 weeks later, nobody's in there. But I think for the stroke community, that community gym setting is kind of intimidating, right? But we need to strike that balance of making it a place that's comfortable for folks, right? Because without the right place to go, how do people take that step in their journey with exercise and hit some of these goals that they might have set for themselves here in 2024?
Yeah, that's a good point, Mike, because it can be absolutely daunting and intimidating starting something new in any situation. But if you're faced with a disability, whether it's visible or invisible, when you walk into an environment like that and there may not be the right staff or the right format for you to be able to continue once your episode of care ends, and with that oftentimes the structured connection that you have with the therapist. So I think that, you know, some of the guests that we're going to have coming on in the months ahead are going to talk a bit about that.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we want to continue with this theme of exercise for a couple more episodes. And you know, there was around the holiday period, I came across an article from Health Club Management Magazine's publication out of the UK. But the UK has done, you know, tremendous work to really set these new clinical guidelines for stroke rehab, right? And the importance of exercise in that 6 to 12 months, you know, journey after your stroke. And there's some really highly demanding timelines that they're suggesting, right? Of we encourage all stroke survivors to be accomplishing 5 hours of exercise a day, right? But how, like, you know, that's obviously broken up, and it's not just physical exercise, but speech and language, it's OT, it's kind of that full encompass. Yep. Of rehab. But, you know, in the article, what they called on was, you know, the lack of resources and the need for these community health centers to kind of play a part in a journey for a stroke survivor, and to what we raised earlier of these places often being intimidating for stroke survivors and others with neurological conditions entering. Like, how do we break that barrier? So we're excited to be bringing on a guest from the UK. She's a senior research fellow, chartered physiotherapist, and lead technology assisted rehabilitation director at Sheffield Hallam University. So she was featured in this publication, really speaking to that point of, all right, we have these demands now from a clinical perspective saying this is the amount of therapy that's needed, but there's that disconnect at a community level of how do patients access that. So it's going to be quite interesting to speak with Dr. Rachel Young. She has, you know, what I'm hoping to cover is, you know, we've spoke a bit to the clinical guidelines out of the UK, but we're going to speak through those again, you know, where they're kind of based out of, and you know, how we could learn from those here in the States as well. But then, you know, make that connect at a community level and hear, you know, ideas and things that they're doing in the UK to try to make this connection from, you know, rehab into community health center setting. So that's going to be an exciting one. And I think from there, what we're going to look at is an example of how this is being done successfully here in the States. So there's certainly a few examples that are out there. But there's a phenomenal program that we came across out of Ohio Health. And it's a nonprofit healthcare system. So, I mean, that in itself is probably the reason why they have a program like this. But they built a couple years back a neuroscience wellness center. So this is for anyone with a neurological condition, you know, MS, Parkinson's, stroke, Alzheimer's. They have a membership-based model that these folks could go to a, you know, clinically equipped center that has access to physios, OTs, speech and language therapists, and really is built. They've built a beautiful facility that, you know, is ADA accessible, really like checks the boxes on all of those things that make any other gym that intimidating place. And they've made this a place where people feel welcome. They feel confident in the care being delivered, right? Because that's another thing. It's like the one aspect of like Absolutely. The people you're around, the other aspect of, hey, does this physio like understand my condition, understand me, you know, as they were just training with, you know, Joe Thomas doing, you know, 100-pound, you know, curls, like there's a difference for, you know, what level of care we need. It's going to be two interesting episodes, and hopefully, you know, we could highlight really that barrier that's out there. And some of these recommendations from, you know, how much exercise survivors should be having, and then look at a model that, you know, maybe other systems and places across the U.S. could replicate from Ohio Health.
I'm excited about this first quarter coming up with what you just described, laying the foundation for episodes that continue the talk around maximizing mobility and movement exercise. We haven't been totally quiet. We've been talking over the last month, and I think I share with you when I went back and looked at all my analytics from my No Stroke blog that goes back some 16 years. When I look at all the conversation and all the ask and all the comments, it's all around how do I do something to continue my home exercise or my community exercise options, and all those asks and all the comments. And that's, you know, was my original intent when, you know, knowing and having, I still say being blessed to be a physical therapist, having survived a stroke, I cannot offer my help in any way I can to continue to help others that ask these questions, because there are still more question than there are answers. So hopefully starting this dialogue and having that nice ability to look at what's working in one part of the world and bring it back to what we're doing well. And maybe you know, it's a big ask, but maybe we can start to break down some of the silos that we've often heard caregivers talk about for their loved ones who have had a stroke.
It's the ability to pay for these centers as well. Right? And I know we'll hear Ohio Health, they have a scholarship based model that they're doing, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of barriers. And I think, you know, if we could walk away with kind of some key tips for folks out there looking to enter some of these or find a community-based fitness center that might work for them. Just with like, you know, what are the key things to be considering when you're looking at a center, right? How do you find a center that might be appropriate or have some neuro fitness classes? Because they are out there, right? But it's being able to find the right fit for it. Look, David, In Ted Lasso fashion, you know, we got to keep believing, right? Yeah, we got to keep believing. And, you know, as much as, you know, David and I, we want to continue doing this every day, you know, just going back to what we were saying earlier, you know, we'd really like your support here in 2024. It's important as we continue to bring on these guests and push the conversation and try to help you guys, you know, we need that support. So, you know, we've made it easy for you to now become a subscriber. You know, we'll be working on, you know, how could we make potentially some additional content for you guys, but you know, that's going to be on the back burner for at least the first half of the year, if we're being fully transparent with you. But we hope with, you know, what we offer you today, you know, it'd be worth the price of a cup of coffee.
Yeah. So head over to the site. As Mike mentioned, No Stroke Pod has the links to be able to sponsor. It also has the links to, you know, submit any questions you have. And if you have someone who you think would make a good guest or want to join us as an advertising partner, all that information is on our site.
Nice. All right. So next time we'll be back with Dr. Rachel Young. But that's it for episode 66. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the No Stroke Podcast. Be sure to tune in each week for more knowledge on stroke recovery in the brain with tips, technology, and interesting stroke thriver interviews where they share their success to enable you on your own healing journey. Make sure to hit the follow button on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to our show. Mike and I will love to ask you to rate and review our show to enable us to grow our audience. Please check the show notes to follow us on social so you can connect and reach out to find more about advertising with us or becoming a guest on our show. Until next time, stay well, keep the faith, and keep moving forward.